and of Move Studios to welcome our special guests. Krista and Dick Hughes have combined for a series of performances at the Sydney Opera House called Speakeasy. Together they sing the blues, together they're family, and they're here with us now. Earlier this year, they released an album together called 21st Century Blues, a reinterpretation of jazz and blues classics, which people have loved. And you may have seen them in the documentary You Only Live Twice, the incredibly true story of the Hughes family, which screened on ABC One earlier this year. So Dick and Krista Hughes, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
We accept your welcome. Thank you, Julie.
Indeed, it's lovely to have you both here. Now, Krista, some of your favourite artists are blues legends Bessie Smith and the wonderful, of course, Billie Holiday, whom I adore.
Yes.
Was this the music really you bonded with your family over as a child?
Absolutely. I started really when I first, well, throughout my, you know, growing up, there was music playing all the time, so I actually took it for granted for many years. And it wasn't till I was, I guess, about 13, 14, I started learning to play the guitar. And I discovered with three chords you could play an entire blues song. And then I really delved into Dad's record collection. So Bessie Smith, Jelly Roll Morton, Ma Rainey, Memphis Slim, Robert Johnson, and just actually then developed a true, true love for the music that Dad had been playing all those years.
And was it good, Dick, to sort of, is it rewarding to see a daughter take this up, sort of join in your musical taste? Did you push it on in any way?
I never push it on any way at all, Geraldine, and it is most rewarding emotionally, artistically, and I might add financially, because this the release of the record, 21st Century Blues, on the ABC label, and our appearances together has been a renaissance of my career, which, from the point of view of playing jazz in public, had been disappeared for some time. I'm still working as a journalist, and now I'm doing as much work as I can
yes.
with Krista.
This is great. In fact, Krista, I think you used to say you'd like to play with your dad once a year, but you've
I know, goodness.
You've come full circle
yeah.
with the album 21st Century Blues. So you felt it was time to collaborate again, did you?
Yeah, I've kind of come full circle because, you know, when I was, you know, we were performing quite regularly in my late teens. And I must say, in my late teens, I started to feel after a while it was a bit daggy performing with my dad. And I actually wanted to perform with people my own age and some contemporary music.
Yes.
So started getting involved in rock and roll and whatnot. And have had rock and roll bands and for a while had a stint with circus. But I've kind of come full circle again when it's like, actually, I really miss that music I originally started singing. Actually miss performing with Dad.
Well, let's hear you perform with your father right now.
Ready when you are, Dad?
No, don't have to be no fortune teller to read what's on any man's mind. And I'm glad to be going. I ain't leaving much behind.
Beautiful, glorious. Oh. Thank you very much.
Now,
we're sort of slightly running out of time, so I think I may not be able to do anything but congratulate you both.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What a terrific duo. And I can see how much you would both enjoy working together. So thank you very much indeed, Dick and Krista Hughes.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
For joining us on Breakfast. And they're playing at the Sydney Opera House Sundays, the 11th and 18th of July.
Can I also mention we've got a
Newcastle.
Oh, great. Sorry, 16th. Geraldine.
16th, oh, they will prepare me. 16th of July gig in Newcastle, and their album on the ABC label is 21st Century Blues, which I'm going to now go out promptly and buy, and I mean it.